today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this week, we're going to speak about Palestine. So be with us.
سلام الله يا قدس فداك الروح والنفس سلام الله يا قدس فداك الروح والنفس مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى.
Today, Wednesday, is the 9th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. We listen to chapter Al-Furqan, that is chapter 25. Verse 19.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فقد كذبوكم بما تقولون فما تستطيعون صرفا ولا نصرا ومن يظلم منكم نذقه عذابا كبيرا.
So they will deny you, disbelievers, in what you say, and you cannot avert punishment or find help. And whoever commits injustice among you, we will make him taste a great punishment.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Ma lana rabbun siwa.
Undoubtedly, the Quranic word zulm, that means oppression, has got an extensive concept. Though the subject of the verse is polytheism, which is one of the clear extensions of oppression, yet it does not abolish the generality of the occupied of the verse. Meanwhile, the purpose of deities is whether humane deities such as Christ or devil deities such as jinn or angel, each of which has been selected by a group of pagans for worshipping, since they have common sense and intellect, they can be questioned.
مازال سهم الأمس في القلب يندس والجرح في أضلعي أطويه يا قدس ما زال سهم الأمس في القلب يندس والجرح في أضلعي أطويه يا قدس.
Islam and the issue of Palestine. Loving one's country and defending its land, people, and the holy sites are a religious duty and a human right, whereas patriotic feelings and love of people and family are natural behavior as long as it doesn't contradict the fundamentals of Islam and doesn't diminish the right of others working for Palestine, whether in the national, Arab, Islamic, and humanistic levels, is working in focus. Harmonious and integrated circle, they must not be conflicted. On the other hand, the efforts to solve society's problems, to attain civilizational development, to establish a Muslim state, to strive for an Arab and Islamic unity, and to liberate Palestine are all integrated efforts that serve each other and mercy coexist without suffering contradictions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we're going to talk about the issue of Palestine and the importance of this issue in the Islam world and in the whole world. From the beginning of the Islamic movement in the country in 1341, when the issue of Palestine was not commonly discussed, even by intellectuals, Imam Khomeini always emphasized that everyone should be alarmed by the Israeli domination and that everyone should stand up to them. He continued this path later on, and the issue of Palestine became one of the main slogans shouted by that divine person. The movement started by Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, revived the issue of Palestine and provided it with the support of Islamic faith, which has always been accompanied by selfless jihad. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, never gave up his support for the oppressed people across the world because of any considerations for the global bullies. He continued to describe the issue of Palestine as the main issue in his speeches and testament. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, explicitly expressed the importance he placed on Muslims' cries for help. He unambiguously defended the rights of the oppressed. The Palestinian nation and all other oppressed nations, that was the Imam's path stressed in his lifestyle and testament. The result of discord in the Islamic Ummah is the cause or the hindrance in the support in our support of Palestine. If Muslims were united today and if they relied on the spirituality of Islam, the enemy could not openly persecute and torture the Palestinian nation in its own homeland. The events of Palestine deeply sadden and agitate all moral human beings, even those who are not very religious. So our responsibility is to support the Palestinian nation. There is no doubt for that.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
In this part, we listen to a short part of leader's speech about Palestine, their responsibility to support the Palestinian nation, supporting the oppressed Palestinian people, and their valiant uprising is the religious duty of all of us. Today, a Muslim country, which is covered in blood, is calling on the Islamic Ummah to support it from the middle of the battlefield. I will never forget the Palestinian woman who was crying for help from Muslims in front of reporters' cameras. All Muslims and Arabs must voice their support for legitimacy of the Palestinian people's battle in international gatherings. It may be stressed that the defenseless people of Palestine, whose rights have been violated and entitled to fight for their lost rights, therefore continuation to intifada and resistance is the absolute right of the Palestinian people. International laws must respect this right. Unfortunately, these laws are usually interpreted in favor of the arrogant global powers, wishes Muslims can no longer stand relentless suppression of the Palestinian nation.
Ya Ghazat
Support Palestinians, read widely. One major way to help support Palestinians is to get a more accurate, nuanced view of the current situation and the history behind it. A number of academic studies have exposed the media biases Western outlets often display when reporting on the Israel-Palestine conflict, whether consciously and unconsciously. So how can you ensure you are getting an accurate view of the conflict? Read across multiple outlets. Also, do not rely solely on the day-to-day news cycle to understand the Middle East conflict. Books offer deeper and more nuanced views on issues.
Supporting the oppressed Palestinian people and their valiant uprising is the religious duty of all of us. Today, a Muslim country which is covered in blood is calling on the Islamic Ummah to support it from the middle of the battlefield. I will never forget the Palestinian woman who was crying for help from Muslims in front of reporters' cameras. All Muslims and Arabs must voice their support for the legitimacy of the Palestinian people's battle. In international gatherings, it must be stressed that the defenseless people of Palestine, whose rights have been violated, are entitled to fight for the last rights. Therefore, continuation of Intifada and resistance is the absolute right of the Palestinian people, and international laws must respect their right. Unfortunately, these laws are usually interpreted in favor of the arrogant global powers' wishes. Muslims can no longer stand the relentless suppression of the Palestinian nation. They can no longer stay silent. Israel must understand that if it continues suppressing the Palestinian nation, they will be faced with strong, serious, and practical reaction of all Arab and Muslim. The Islam world is supporting the Palestine, there is no doubt in that. The issue of Palestine is the most important international issue of Islam. For many years, they have gradually made Muslims used to the occupation of their homes. It is not just a matter of Muslim homes being occupied. It is much more serious. The problem is that the global enemies of Islam have occupied a portion of Muslims' homeland and are using it to attack the ranks of Muslims.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. We were talking about Palestine, and we continue this topic on the next episode, inshallah. Till then, wassalamu alaikum.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine.